Welcome to Momstown 365. Did you know that it is your time to sparkle? Welcome to Momstown. I am Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And Momstown 365 is brought to you by the Momstown Podcast Network and sponsored today by PodcastWeekend.com. And you're right, Mary Goulet.
I am.
It is your year to sparkle.
I love it.
You know, why not? Why not sparkle? Why not let magical fairy dust rain upon you like a deluge? So stay with us right now because we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics, which is magical fairy dust.
That's right. Okay. Years and years and years ago, when Heather and I first started working, one of us came up with, you know, this concept of if you think positive things, if you believe in synchronicity, we wrapped all of that up into magical fairy dust. So whatever you focus on, you create, right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of that creation is not just your own efforts, it's kind of putting it out into the universe or into the ethers. And then that perfect person calls you or you're presented with something that will catapult your business. So I think a lot of it is focused intention.
Yes. And some people call it manifestation. Some people call it, it's the secret or it's whatever. But it is that idea that if something's really hard or difficult or you feel like you're pushing against something and it's not working out the way that you think it should be working out, sometimes the minute you let it go and you just set it free, you just throw that magical fairy dust with it out into the universe. And then lo and behold, if it's meant to be, it does kind of circle and find its way back into your life.
Yep.
It's happened so many times.
Right. Well, so and I times. Think a lot of the magic in that is we're not attached to how things come to us or manifest. We just trust that they will.
And when you trust that they will, you're able to let it go. You don't feel like you have to tie a rope around it or hold on to it tightly or strangle it or just hold it down so that it doesn't leave you. You
right.
just trust that. It's such a freeing, it's so hard to even explain that it's just such a freeing feeling. And then when the magical fairy dust does come back to you, then you understand.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that you and I always say to each other, it's the right answer.
Yes.
So yeah. if we're going to do something, you know what? I think we want to do this. But if it doesn't happen, well, that's the right answer.
It's okay. Maybe we thought that it was supposed to go that way, but it didn't work out. That's the right answer. That's the way it's supposed to be. And it's one of those old adages, it's conventional wisdom, where one door closes, another opens. And sometimes that door that opens is way better, and it is just trusting that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, and I think with that, it's so freeing, and it opens your eyes to see something you may would have bypassed or overlooked or not given any weight to it.
And I think a couple of practical ways to bring that magical fairy dust into your life and to have it be out, to just let it swirl around you, are some of the takeaways that we got from one of our episode that we did with Tracy Showman. So if you haven't listened to that episode with Tracy Showman, we would really encourage you to listen to that because she is a happiness coach. She is a meditation.
Reiki,
meditation guide, yoga teacher. She does all that.
Sound healing.
She had two really great tips that I thought were good. One was that long breath for 1 minute, taking long, deep breaths for 1 minute.
And you probably can get three mm-hmm. if you do it properly.
So taking that minute puts you in the moment. And being in the moment allows you to have that magical fairy dust.
And magical fairy dust is inspiration,
mm-hmm.
opportunity. It's a feeling and sense of luckiness or luck, mm-hmm. right? It's you're at the right place at the right time.
And it's putting ideas out into the universe. It's planting seeds.
That's it. Planting seeds.
It's planting seeds and just saying it, writing it, just putting it out into the universe. This is what I would love.
And you know what else?
And then letting it go.
Let it go, because it's going
to
work
if it's
for your
to.
Benefit.
Right. Okay. Another tip that she had, which I thought was a really hot tip, besides the long 1 minute breath, was the joy boosting list. Making a joy boosting list, I thought, was really valuable. And that is the things that bring you joy. She said it could be your morning coffee. It could be a walk. But then also extending yourself to something that you have always wanted to try. So for me, it was enameling jewelry. For some people, it might be painting. For some people, it might be taking a yoga class.
Right.
That they've never taken before.
Yeah, I think...
Scheduling it.
Yes. We get stuck and we're very habitual human beings. Like we like our routine and we get in a little bit of a rut.
Yeah.
And when there's anxiety, stress, uncertainty on top of that, it is even more important to write down your someday vision. Your someday vision is not 30 years from now. It is tomorrow. What is your vision? What do you want to create in your life? And that's where Magical Fairy Dust comes in and helps.
Well, and I think that also, too, in recent times, we've gone through some difficult times. We've gone through hard economic times, losses of jobs and uncertainty and illness. And it's kind of hard to think about focusing on magical fairy dust. And we're not trying to make light of anything. What I do think is like just trying to find the silver lining in any situation as much as you can, as much as your body and soul and spirit will allow you at that time.
Well, and also believing in possibility. I think when what you described of the stressful times, people forget to, hey, believe in possibility. That's why we always say, I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to send an email. I'm going to reach out to someone. And then let it go. Let magical fairy dust take over.
Right.
Because that kind of stuff happens for us all the time. We might get an email, hey, you guys want to see if you'll interview so-and-so on your show. And that person is like the perfect guest.
Right. And that's why we do this show, is we know there's a lot of hard times out there. We know that there's a lot of difficulty and stress and anxiety. And we do this show every day for 10 minutes because we're trying to shine a light on mom creators and the great things that are being put out into the world, because we think that's important as well. We think it's important to shine a light on all of the creative gifts. And then we learn things. Like if you don't know about the Mom Project and the Rise Project, that's helping moms and women of color get scholarships for free training and free certification to get jobs in the tech industry so that they don't have to work in a minimum wage job. Like, there's programs out there, and we would not have known about that, or we would not have been able to share that if we weren't focusing on possibility.
Exactly. So whatever you're dreaming about, yes, do your joy boosting list of all the things that bring you joy throughout the day. And then do your someday vision. How do you want your life to feel? What do you want to be doing on a daily basis? What time do you want to get up? Some people like to sleep late. Some people like to get up early. Know thyself.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah. So this is your year to sparkle. And
that's today's takeaway.
Yes.
All right, be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, here for you every day.